$0.188, and the pound's worth $1.765. Well, the last two or three years have been a nervous time for Nokia's shareholders. For a while, it looked as though the world's dominant maker of mobile phones was about to lose its number one position, as rivals like Motorola sold more of those flip-top clamshell handsets. But a few fashion redesigns later, and Nokia has reinforced its lead over the likes of Samsung and Sony Ericsson. In about an hour, the Finnish phone giant will unveil details of its performance over the third quarter and outline predictions for the key Christmas sales period. Richard Windsor, a communications equipment analyst with the investment bank Nomura, is pretty upbeat about the company's prospects.
The industry trend is basically that large manufacturers are gaining market share at the expense of the small manufacturers. And, you know, even to some degree, we've seen that accelerate in the third quarter, where, you know, the likes of Samsung, LG, Sony Ericsson and Motorola have all gained market share at the expense of smaller competitors. And we think that when Nokia reports its results, it will show exactly the same thing.
We hear from Nokia pretty recently that they're going to produce a very simple telephone from European and American standards, perhaps a little one that is perhaps a little backwards, but nevertheless, a simple telephone to be sold in the developing world that is going to open more market share?
Well, actually, that's what they're already good at. I mean, they've got a very simple telephone called the 1110, which is already aimed exactly at that. It's basically aimed at making telephone calls, and actually it sells in enormous volumes.
I suppose the Christmas market is going to be pretty key for Nokia, isn't it? Traditionally, especially in Europe, this is a time when people would buy telephones, mobile phones, as presents for others. Nokia, I suppose, wants to capitalise now, doesn't it?
Yes, and that's exactly what we expect it will do, and we think it will probably gain maybe another small piece of market share into the fourth quarter, again, as some of the smaller players start to drop away, simply because they can't afford to keep funding the losses.
So what is it? A new fashion in telephones? Effectively, it's the same technology, but it just looks better?
To some degree, yes, in different parts of the market. I mean, you know, in Europe, arguably, the push is going to be for third generation, which makes something like downloading music tunes much easier. In emerging markets, it's still going to basically be about getting new phones into the hands of people who don't have any telephony at all.
As we see the development of the Chinese economy, is it quite possible that Nokia could see China as the new frontier, developing the great business it's already got there?
Nokia's already very well established in China. If you look at the Chinese market, you've got 1.3 billion population, 412 million users, you know, which is about 32% penetration. And Nokia's got 29% market share of that market. So that actually is one of the key markets for Nokia's performance.
Richard Windsor from Nomura. We should hear from Nokia in just about an hour.